Operation Quit Tobacco kicked off about 3 years ago, offering military personnel a two-week starter kit of nicotine patches, lozenges, or gum. Since then, that benefit has been extended to anyone who calls the quit line. Now, any active duty or military veteran can get a full 8-week course, along with personalized counseling on the phone. Andrew Schuster is a spokesman for the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs. He says smoking is deeply ingrained in military culture.
Almost 60% of those deployed service members smoke, and at the non-deployed service members, it's about 40%, which is much higher than even the national average for smokers.
Stress played a part in hooking Daryl Bly. So did the need to bond with his fellow soldiers. The Army National Guard vet began smoking 38 years ago when he was stationed in Washington State.
I hadn't smoked before I went into active duty, but you meet a lot of guys that are, I know I had guys from Oklahoma or ever that chewed or ever, but a lot of, most of the biggest share of the guys smoked cigarettes and stuff like that, and, you know, be at the age that it was when I was in active duty and stuff like that, I guess I felt like I had to be in that crowd or ever and stuff like that too.
Wisconsin Center for Tobacco Research says the nation could be in for what it calls an epidemic of lung cancer if nothing is done about smoking in the military. It cites a study that showed smoking among World War II-era veterans led to a dramatic increase in lung cancer by the 1980s. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.